Okay, joining me on the line now is John Bulger. John is the coordinator and administrator from La Caille in Dunnycarney. Good afternoon, John. Welcome to Near FM.
Mark, how are you doing? Great, yeah, thanks for having us on.
Not at all, John. Busy down there in La Caille. Always lots of stuff going on. Lots of activities, lots of events coming up. You're going to share some of them with us now?
Yeah, sure, yeah. Like you said there, busy. Like today, kicking off, we have Easter camps. Obviously, that's the start of the Easter season. So, basically we have, to give you an idea, we're running four camps here for the kids. So we have today, for example, the next 2 days, we have a basketball monthly sport camp. We have a guitar and music camp as well. Duke Kids Craft is an art camp for kids. And then we have a science camp. So it's basically a fun science camp, doing experiments. Sorry, interactive camp, doing experiments as well, you know. So it's kind of a lot of kids in the door the next week or so, you know.
Yeah, kid. You know, this time of year, as you say, with all the kids off school, and we've become that kind of, I mean, I don't know about you, when I was growing up, when you were on school holidays, there wasn't a whole hell of a lot to do. You made fun for yourself. But that's it. But I suppose with parents and busy our lives now, and parents still have to work, and when the kids, and offering these camps and these facilities for kids now is a huge part of the community now.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like you said, I suppose people are conscious of that. Because just for example, you know yourself, like the likes of, say, child mining costs, things like that. So as opposed to doing that, you know, you have a kids' camp here. They're, you know, socializing with their kids. They're learning whether it's a new craft, if it's music, their sport. You know, they're making friends as well. And as well as that, like, you know, they're in from, say, 9:30 to about 2 or 3. So, you know, it's a full day. So the kids, you know, the kids get a lot out of it too, you know, the main thing.
Absolutely. And as you say, it gives that peace of mind to parents as well. If they do still have to go off to work, they can put their kids into camp and stuff like that. But of course, it's not just the kids. You've all kinds of other activities and events happening down there.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I suppose like a kind of motto we'd say here, you know, we basically have something for everyone. We really do cater for every age group. From, like, I'll give you an idea, like, we have classes here for babies and toddlers, so you're talking right from 6 months old. So we run a Tuesday class, a music class for kids up to from 6 months to 5 year olds. Every Thursday we have a drop in play group, so again for toddlers as well. But it just runs right through. We've a lot of kids sport activities, everything from judo, kempo, Zumba for kids, we basketball every Monday, and dance classes. Like, believe it or not, like, dance classes, like, it's huge at the moment. Obviously, you know, going along with Dancing with the Stars, people just can't get enough of dance classes. Like, we'd have dancing on every day of the week here in the centre, between Irish dance and ballet. We have Bollywood dancing. It's just mad. And then we started up recent enough as well. Obviously, to keep up the trend, we started a jazz class every Thursday. So Brian Gibbons runs that every Thursday night, between 8:30 and 10. And then on Friday nights, we have a ballroom dancing class. So Owen covers everything there, from waltz, tango, foxtrot. So that's 8:15 to 9:15 for beginners every Friday. So dancing, it's so big at the moment. But like you said, like, it's not just for kids. You know, as long as the kids suck, we have a lot of, like, tons of stuff for adults. So, you know, whether you're into fitness, you know, we've the likes of Zumba, we have yoga, kempo, judo, or kangoo jumps. I don't know if you've seen that, but it's basically, you have these boosts, and it's a high energy cardio class on boosts. You're kind of bouncing around.
I've seen it, frightens the life out of me.
I know, it's mad. But look, you know yourself, like, there's people out there that aren't mad into the fitness and the thing, so that's fine. So what we, as well as that, we have art classes on basically Monday to Friday. There's art classes on. We also have knitting classes. We have creative writing. Basically something for everyone. There's bingo as well every Sunday. Yeah. So,
it's a wonder you get a chance to go home, John.
I know. Well, that's it. You know, yeah, you have to sleep at some stage, but yeah, no, that's it. Look, we're busy on the go all the time.
Yeah, and go on.
No, go on ahead. Fire,
yeah, no,
fire
I was just thinking it's one of those buildings are that thousands of people drive past every day. They probably just see it there beside the church and they go, oh no, that, and probably never put two and two together and go, you know, and yeah, and as you say, the amount of activity that goes on there. No, I've been in and out down there once or twice myself over the years for one or two things, and it's always buzzing. There's always something happening. There's always somebody doing something. And even on top of all of that as well, you have function rooms that for hire and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, like to give you an idea, like so on the top floor here we have a couple of companies in here, so service offices. As well as that, we have three meeting room suites to be catered for. So basically, if you're looking for a small meeting room for 1 to 10 people for, you know, interviews, small training session, you have that. We have a meeting room for up to 30 people, and we have a large conference room which caters for up to 100 people. And you know, so we have a lot. So basically, you know, if you have a lot of organisations there, if you're looking to book a day or a half day training event or conference, we can do that. Now, as well as that, obviously, you have to keep up the trend. So you know, we've you know, really modern conference facilities, surround sound, projectors, free Wi-Fi, the whole lot. You know, so everything you would get in a 4 or 5 star hotel, we would give you that here, you know, for a conference room. So that's another part of what we do. To give you an idea, we run a lot of teams for kids and young adults with special needs.
Yeah.
So that's an ongoing thing we do. So like to give you an idea with that, we have two courses starting up as well. We have it's actually really good. It's a cooking course for teens and young adults with special needs. So it's a 3-week cookery course. They're going to learn to cook and bake healthy home cooked food. So that's starting Wednesday, April 26th. And then we also have a beauty course for young adult women. So that's a 4-week course where they learn the basics of hair and nail care, you know, some basic makeup tips, things like that, you know, run by a professional in a fun environment.
Yeah, so really, literally something for everybody. The cookery one, especially the cookery one, as you say, for the teens, it's a really interesting one because, you know, we worry that our teens are so caught up in fast food and stuff now and convenience food. Giving them the opportunity to cook a healthy meal or a couple of healthy meals for themselves, you're giving them a great start in life.
Well, that's it. To give you an idea, that like last month we just finished a course we ran for kids aged 8 to 12, basic cooking course. So, and like the feedback, like the parents absolutely loved it because the thing was the kids were cooking and baking there with new friends, and as well as that, you were bringing home baked goods. So you know so it gave them a real, I suppose, you start a passion off by doing one of these courses, you know, and then you bring it home with you then. You know, so I'm sure like every kid that was doing that course was, you know, annoying their parents to practice all this at home. But like you said, it gives you a great start, you know. You know, that's obviously, I suppose, probably an essential life skill. At some stage you're going to need it, so...
Well, that's it. You know, it's always handy to be able to cook yourself just a nice healthy meal. And 9 times out of 10, I think what surprises a lot of kids sometimes is when they find out how simple it is.
Yeah, you know, that's it.
Yeah, they think standing by the cooker has to take them like all day. They have to be standing there, but you can make something very healthy and very edible within. Yeah. A few minutes, 15-20 minutes.
That's it. Like, we have kids here making stir fries and making bolognese and, you know, with healthy ingredients going in and like that, you know, 5-10 minutes doing a stir fry, you couldn't believe it, you know. But yeah, look, that's it. So like you said, like we're running the course then at Wednesday, the 26th for teens with special needs. And then obviously parents or guardians are welcome to stay if they're required assistance too, you know.
Yeah. So plenty going on, John. Plenty going on there. One last thing. You have your AGM happening down there soon.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Tuesday, April 25th, 6:30 to 10:30. So obviously, you know, people within the area or anyone else that has an interest, they're all welcome to attend. On our end, you know, talking about what we've been up to, and we're actually in the process of making a video to showcase, you know, what's on the scene from what we've done the last year or so. So that's a bit of work on into that as well. So we're working on that. Everyone here is working hard at the moment.
Excellent stuff, John. Well, look, we wish you continued success. If anyone's listening and you want more information, they can go to the website.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's dcyc.ie, or as you can check our Facebook page, we're pretty active there. It's facebook.com/Dunnycarney, and then you'll see all the upcoming events there also, you know. But yeah, that's or else you can give us a call on 01832 9676 if you want any information.
Brilliant, John. Well, look, we wish you continued success at the great work you do down there, and no doubt we'll be talking to you again, because you say things are changing all the time. Always something exciting happening down there. And absolutely brilliant. Well, John, stay in touch, and we'll talk to you again. And enjoy the week with all the kids running around and.
No, appreciate it, Mark. Thanks for having me, John.
Not at all, John. Take care. All the best.
Yeah, all the best.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. There you go, folks. That's John Bulger from down there in Lacaille, Dunnycarney. And anyone who doesn't know where Lacaille is, it's just literally the far side of Dunnycarney Church. If you go to the junction there and on the Malahide Road, and just Dunnycarney Church is there. If you're looking at the front of it, you'll see Lacaille just there to the left hand side. And always lots and lots of activity going on down there. So check it out, or check out their website. You never know, that might be something for you.